Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Scottish Watches podcast. Well, how should we start this? Because there's three of us here today, but allegedly the guys from Bremen have no idea who this guy is that we're sitting with.
This is Mr. X.
This is officially the secret watch club. It's so secret that two of the founding members of it don't actually know each other. So there we go. So it'll be no prizes for guessing that as a result of the nice joke that we had at his expense, we thought we'd give him the right of reply. So Adrian, tell us, who are Bremen?
What?
They're a watch company, some sort of...
Is that a type of coffee?
Bremen coffee, yeah, could be. What about,
So not a type of car?
A type of car, the Bremen.
So not an old
car.
Vauxhall? Well, that's a Belmont,
the
isn't it?
The Vauxhall Bremen. Anyway, it's good to have you here. Adrian is with us. We are testing,
selling straps.
We are selling straps. We are testing the audio equipment to its absolute max by sitting here in a music-filled coffee shop in Glasgow. So, cats, attend to this is how you do it, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
Because allegedly this might be as terrible as their podcast, which they forwarded to us to see if we could help out with them.
Yeah.
they wanted to get it above standard Scottish watches quality, so we said we'd do our very best, but we may just have unleashed on the world something that's incredibly poor. So name up, girls. You don't pay us any money, that's what you get. So
exactly.
How is everybody?
Grand. Happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
Blimey, that's a bit extreme for Scotland.
You want to tell your face that then?
Well, if you look at the weather
we're happy we're inside.
Utterly crap.
Yeah.
I nearly Instagrammed it to share my disappointment in the fact that it is, I don't know what time it is. It's midday and the sun...
Is that a watch you're wearing?
It is a watch, but uh-huh. It's not right. Midday and the sun is barely up.
So this is what you named one of your strap colours after?
Yeah, Scottish Sky Grey.
Yep.
This is just... shitty sky colour. Not that the strap's coloured in shitty colour. Strap's a lovely colour. But
all your straps are surely good.
So I suppose we might as well do a just on your wrist check.
Since we may as well record an episode, I think was basically the description.
Is that the plan?
We discovered that all three of us were going to be in the same place, so we said, well, let's bring microphones.
And make light of things. So Adrian, what counterfeit device are you wearing today?
I'm wearing my fake Kermit. It's not fake, it's real.
Then
my Genoa Ocean Rover. Are they still going, or did they fold after that?
I don't know. They've certainly been less obvious. I don't think they've folded. Yeah. I'm sure they're still readily available, but I certainly haven't come across much marketing for them recently.
No,
they've been keeping
not
a low profile.
They have, yeah.
The guy that got in touch about doing that expose, he got back in touch about a month ago and says,
did he?
I've got some brilliant news. You won't believe this. And I said, oh, what is it? And he says, give me a minute, I'll tell you. Not heard from him. He's obviously been offed.
It was that command that the sniper took aim.
Yes. Oh, right, so you've got the Kermit.
Yeah, loving it.
How old is it?
It is 2000 and
nearly as old as you. Right.
2008, yep.
2008 years old.
2008 years old, Rick.
My black sub is getting service at the moment. And so
is Sam doing that?
Sam.
She's good at servicing things.
David Carpenter watches.
Yep.
You think you'll ever see it again? Have you checked that it's not on their stock?
What, my son?
For sale. One careful one, maybe careful owner.
Yeah, one uncareful owner. But no, I love it. I love this watch, and it's great.
Did you find somewhere to put it, or are you just keeping it in your house?
Yeah, I found somewhere to put it.
What's the postcode of the storage unit? Good stuff, Rick.
I'm wearing Panerai, of course I am.
What kind of Panerai is this? I've not seen this one before.
You've not seen this one? This is the clean... Actually, it's still manky. I really should get it cleaned.
It's still scratched from the glass.
Yeah, actually, that was you muppet.
Well, I didn't scratch it.
No, but you pointed it out. I hadn't noticed it. Can I still
Do you remember
it?
The episode of Top Gear where they took a second-hand car and then took it to like a laboratory and they tested to see what kind of substances were stuck in it? We should do that with your watch.
See if it's...
too much DNA is in it.
It's not like... American dollars, whereby, was it $10 bills that every single one of them allegedly has trace amounts of cocaine on it? $100 bills, something like that.
Well, we need to get Waco on the podcast.
Did that remind you, did it? What prompted that memory?
I have no
cocaine
idea.
Cocaine or dollars?
No idea at all.
What about you?
Today?
Since we never ask you.
Since we never ask you. He's getting better.
I'm getting better.
89 episodes in. Yeah. Only 100.
Got to remember and be polite and ask Ricky.
Yes. Oh shit, I forgot to press this button. There we go. That plus 5 minutes. Cool. That'll become apparent later on. So today is the turn of the Apollo Speedmaster. Apollo Speedmaster?
The Omega Apollo, Speedmaster. Omega Speedmaster.
Apollo 8.
Although yours is the Chinese knockoff, so maybe that's what they call it instead.
It could well be. And it's on its limited edition strap that you can't get from Omega.
Or
ever.
China, or anywhere.
China. I think
disappeared around about the same time as your guy from Singapore disappeared.
It says Junol on the back of it. Yeah. So it's all good. Thought I'd wear this for a change, even though it's not Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But hey, there we go.
Cool watch.
Why, thank you.
I don't think I've actually tried it on. Pass it over here.
Nope. No.
Oi.
Ye, listen.
He's a swally, son.
It will not fit on your wrist. Ever. So don't you worry about it. But I've got things to show.
The name on the back of it is who I nicked it from.
So you didn't get your watch signed from the guy from Bremont?
I didn't get my Bremont watch signed.
No.
I should have done. It would have made it worth precisely zero more.
He would have signed it 007. Did you get to ask your little question?
I didn't get to ask my question. I decided this. I had this question I wanted to ask him, but it was kind of a second date question. So I thought we'll use this interview to get to know him. So the question I really want to ask about, was his father actually a spy? I can ask the second time round. I thought it was as well for him to let him tell the tragic story of how he perished and he got injured, and then maybe the second time interview him, because his father went to Cambridge, was in the Air Force, and both the sons got. He was an industrial engineer, travelled the world, could fly and all the rest of it. Are you seriously telling me that neither MI6 nor MI5 tapped him up at some stage with that repertoire? No chance. And I did actually ask somebody afterwards, later on, that may have indicated that would actually be quite a clever question. So it will be asked next time.
If there is a next time. Yeah. Well, I have things to show.
Boom. Right. Go on then.
Close your eyes, guys.
Last time we're closed my eyes, you were right. Bad things happened.
Right. First of all, Rick.
Uh-huh.
I've got your present.
Right. Okay. Oh, is this I looked this up as to what it was. The Digger magazine. That does look very reminiscent of that episode with him. And what's the other guy called that you referred to?
David Khalil.
Where it looks like a really...
They've rebooted Miami Vice.
Like the worst Scottish reboot of Miami Vice. Miami Vice Bournemouth.
Only Fools and Horses. Miami Vice.
CSI Bournemouth. Or Brighton. Is it Brighton or Bournemouth? Brighton. CSI Brighton. Oh. So this is like... I read about this because I looked at it online to discover that it wasn't a kind of really cheap... it is really cheap, but... It's like a...
You have to pay for it.
It's like a 50. Crime... It's like an anti-police corruption thing.
No.
Scotland.
It's more... I don't know. It's Hello Magazine for Glasgow gangland killers.
Aye. Yes. Yes.
Adrian, you need to gen up on this.
I think we should
If your watches go missing.
There's crime in Glasgow?
Should we take out an advert?
We should.
Do the two adverts... So we've got to the interesting pictures. Yeah, that's kind of more what I expected the magazine
Rick,
to
that,
be.
That's when girls. You refer to it, I do not see ladies. Girls.
Stephen McCluskey, 55, is accused of willful and reckless damage to a cell. Oh, right, okay, this is the guy reporting that he's damaged a prison cell. Glasgow Sheriff Court.
So right, there we go. Okay. You can take that home with you.
I will take that home and enjoy that for 30 seconds. It'll end up in the guinea pig's cage.
And because you made a comment about my little tiny tripod.
What?
The last time we saw.
Being
I brought
sizes.
An even smaller one for you.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Where do you get all these little things from?
Yeah, I wouldn't force that.
I wouldn't force that. I'll show you how to use the tripod. There you go.
Cracking, look at that.
There you go. Perfect.
That is gonna up my game, man.
It will. Is that horology house?
Yeah, right. Horology house. Eat your heart.
So have we got any specific things to talk about?
I don't know. We should talk about some watches, I suppose. What's been happening? It's GPHG week.
Is it?
It is. We were gonna do a thing with Tubert Watchdogs, but frankly, we can't be bothered and it's too late now. And
is it? Also has managed, it happened?
And we've almost it's happening the night of our event. We managed coordinate our event to be the same night as GPHG.
So who will win? Us or them?
Who'll get the most views on Instagram? Well, you see that they're being trolled at the moment. I don't know if any of you have been involved
in this
troll. No, they're being trolled by what's his face? Horological Dictionary.
Oh.
Where with using the hashtag I don't know how to pronounce it again, Joaquin Phoenix for best sports watch is the hashtag.
The guy who plays Joker?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the hashtag so GPHG have now disabled all their comments on Instagram.
No
so
way.
Folk can't comment on everything they post of Joaquin Phoenix for best sports watch, I think is the hashtag.
Nice.
You can't even see, you need to go into Horological Dictionary and see if he's got them up there. I'm not. He allegedly has some sort of plan for this, but I suspect, sorry, she. I suspect she doesn't have any plan whatsoever for this particular hashtag.
Well, Horological Dictionary's handler, Ryan, is over in New York just now, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
With the guys from Hudson Time, who have actually been behaving themselves in our group for a while.
Yeah, so I kind of upset them. They're quite sensitive, it seems.
Who's this?
Dennis and, well, Carmine from Hudson Time.
All right.
He posted an article in our Facebook group, and I was like, that's a cool article. Would you like us to give it some more traction?
That's not what you said.
No, it is. I said, I'll
you said, I'll copy and paste that.
No. There was a conversation before that, and he said, how are you going to do it? He says, well, I'll copy and paste it. And he got all upset about photographs. I'm like, mate, I didn't want to say this, but like, his photographs on his own website aren't watermarked or anything. So I'm not, it's no skin off my bone. I was just saying, look, we'll give your article a bit of a promotion by sticking it on a website. We'll point it to you and say it's your article, and it'll be like your name is on it.
Yep.
But he wanted all sorts of watermarking done, which frankly I have no idea how to do, so I gave that up as a bad joke.
Cool.
So there we
go. That is fine. Good.
But other watch news is, well, Rox have announced who their headline act is going to be. Oh, Clicky.
You're breaking it.
I'm breaking it. Who the who the headline act's going to be for their new store down south.
Uh-huh.
Shall I give it a drum roll?
Go for it.
It's going to be...
Hold on. TGV drum roll.
Hublot.
No.
Oh.
It's going to be their one and only luxury watch brand in their new store. I think it's Liverpool.
Is that not their only luxury watch brand in their Edinburgh store as well?
Well, I thought so, but we had a conversation with somebody, I can't remember who it was, who said, no, there's other watch brands there, but when we went to the watch store, they had one watch, I think, and it was a Hublot. Now,
and
maybe,
20 pretty girls serving.
Yes, it did seem to be a theme. Yeah, let's not go there, actually. We can't edit out some of the stuff. It's not quite as easy to edit out when the three of us are recording on the one recording device, so let's not go there. Other than to say that, yeah, I'm not sure that Hublot, for the watch geek, okay, maybe for the Liverpool player in Liverpool, might be the anchor brand, but it's not really going to check the watch names. But let's face it, there aren't many of us. We're a dying breed.
Yes.
I mean, certainly one of us is due to pass away any minute now, according to everybody else.
Hopefully.
So I'm not sure Hublot is really an anchor tenant, as far as that's concerned, but that's what they're going with. I think they're going to need to up their game somewhat to fill a 5,000 square foot shop in the Argyle Arcade.
Any news on that one?
No, I mean, there is work going on the first 900 square feet of it, as far as I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
I think the, what was it that the Bremen guy said? That the landing of the plane was a precautionary landing. I think this is an aspirational takeoff.
Store launch.
An aspirational store launch. Let's see what actually happens and transpires.
Mm.
But, I mean, if they get there, they'll do a great job of it. I mean, it'll look absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they're going to put. Bear in mind that Watches of Switzerland, you've all been to Watches of Switzerland in Bond Street, the big place.
Yeah.
It's 17,000 square feet.
It's huge, yeah.
And so this place they're talking about in their Argyle Arcade is a third of the size for, and all they've got currently in terms of brands is Zenith, Bremont. I think they've got Hublot, they've got about three APs. I'm not sure what else they've got. Have they not got Calvin? They've got... It's not Calvin Klein. What, Gucci?
Gucci.
They've got Gucci.
So they're basically missing
all the main
players.
Zenith would be, I suppose.
They've got Showbar as well.
They've got Showbar.
Yeah.
That's going to be a very expensive place to fill, then.
It is going to be a big shop to fill. But no, I've not heard any more about it. What's going on.
I found watch news.
Have you? By looking at your mobile phone.
Looking at my mobile phone and my notes.
From a distance.
From a distance, so it doesn't interfere at all.
That's as far as it gets, isn't it? Just a meter for a mobile signal and then it's gone.
It's gone. It looks like Google's bought Fitbit.
Google have bought Fitbit?
Yep.
Oh, actually, I knew that.
For $2.1
billion. $2.1
billion.
You don't swear, do you? You don't swear. I didn't swear.
He swears like a trooper. You can say what you like.
Why? What were you going to say?
I said Blumenheck, that's all.
Oh, Blumenheck, right, okay. Okay, that's fine.
Jings, Cribbins, Help My Bulb.
So they've done that, which is interesting because Fitbit were the guys that bought Pebble a few years ago. My first ever smartwatch.
Are you claiming that somehow makes you an investor in at the ground level because you bought a
like
Pebble?
That. Something like that.
You better go back and check the paperwork from that Kickstarter that didn't tell you the shares.
Stranger things have happened, and my favourite watch brand, mm-hmm. TW Steel,
have bought
Apple. They haven't bought anything. They have been busy.
Uh-huh.
They have been going through the relics of the motorsport industry in the UK,
right,
and they've done a limited edition with Nigel Mansell.
Does it come with a
moustache?
It's like one of the, what was those, what were the flumps? It was a flump. Remember Papa Flump that had the moustache? I don't even know. Wrong generation, clearly.
Afraid not.
All he was a moustache. There was no eyes, no mouth. It was just a big moustache.
Nope.
Okay.
Afraid not. So, TW Steel, get that. I'm trying to persuade them to part with one so we can have a look and see how good or bad it is. But I didn't know they were a Dutch company. I thought they were German or something.
I have no clue. I have seen them in the occasional shop, and even for me, I've looked at them and gone, that watch is too big. Which is saying something, to be fair.
Oh, well. So they've got that out. They've also, the one I'd seen before was the David Coulthard one, which actually looks all right.
Did it have a really big chin as opposed to a moustache?
Yeah, yeah. Not as big as the Jimmy Hill edition.
Jimmy Hill edition.
They were ringing it. So, yep, Nigel Mansell watch. We'll see what they come back with.
Well, we have got a couple of watches coming. I'm not sure if we can speak about this. You might need to edit this out, but we've got an Orage watch coming. Because I've been speaking to them. I quite like these guys, so they're sending me one of their watches.
Yeah, I've been talking to them.
You've been talking to them as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, the interesting outfit. So I'm expecting one of them to arrive this week sometime. We'll have a wee chat about that off the record. Yeah. And then we have from the guys at the Limited Edition a selection box coming.
For Christmas?
For Christmas.
Ah.
Which we are hoping is going to include a couple of HYTs.
Hopefully they don't leak everywhere before
they
get here.
Hopefully they don't leak everywhere in transit, or they don't freeze when they get to Scotland. So that could be quite interesting, as well as some other watches, possibly even the Night Joker.
Ah.
So that would be very much worth seeing. But
good.
That's that. So what else has everyone been up to? Come on, Adrian, give us some stories.
Come on, Adrian. Good health days. How's London? What's been happening?
So London, I caught up with JLC. IWC.
The guy at the smile was at Tesla this morning, trying out a Tesla car, and the guy, I didn't get a chance to speak to him, but the guy was wearing an IWC, which is not, and he was a young guy, not something you see every day.
See, I wasn't overly fussed about IWC, but then I actually went to their boutique on Bond Street, and I found some really cool pieces. So I'm just trying to think of IWC as just the pilot's watches and the Portofinos and all that stuff, but then they had just had watches that are harder to get hold of. And naturally, you just don't see them all the time in the ADs. And they had some kind of dummy versions there, like this Top Gun watch. It's
all
black double chronograph. So really cool watch. Massive, far too big, but a really cool looking piece. Then I was with Grubel
Forsey. You saw the Time Zoner as well.
The Time Zoner as well,
Time Zoner is very cool.
Press the bezel down and change the time.
Because they bought, I can't remember the name of the guy, I think he's Italian. They bought
Mussolini.
The rights for that. It definitely wasn't Mussolini. They bought the rights for that, the intellectual property.
Oh, right.
The patent, that's what I'm looking for. They bought the patent for that off of somebody who has got their own wee watch brand. Somebody did a podcast on it. I think it might have been Hodinkee. They interviewed the guy who invented that. But the Time Zone was very good. I tried one on in Langs, Glasgow. What? Mm-hmm. Well, we both did. You forgot. You don't even remember any of it. You were absolutely out of your face for some reason. I'm not sure why.
I think I've taken your meds.
Yeah, possibly. But the Time Zone is very cool.
Yeah, all right. But again, it's
quite a big
large
watch.
It's 44 millimeters or something.
Yeah, it's a big watch.
But Grubel Forsey was amazing. I had a sit-down chat with Stephen Forsey.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when the events that I've been to so far are usually really pretentious. Everyone's in suits and stuff, and everyone's just full of marketing crap. Stephen was just there in like these, they weren't grubby chinos, but they'd just relaxed chinos, like a farmer's shirt and suspenders, that was it. And it's just...
A farmer's shirt, you say, Rick?
Farmer's shirt and suspenders, right? That's for our American audience. Let's make sure we understand what suspenders are in this context.
By
suspenders, we mean braces.
Braces, yes.
Yes, not suspenders. Suspenders is something else.
Is that not what you call them?
Suspenders? No, I've called them braces.
No?
Or suspenders, Rick.
Are suspenders not like more lingerie orientated?
Paint a picture. No. I can't imagine.
Paint a picture. We're sitting in the fort. Let's see what's around here.
Actually, there is an Ann Summers
around here. There you go.
But yeah, it was
sock
a very
suspenders.
Funny
you get sock suspenders.
Yes, you can if you.
But that's a particular. If that'd be a very. I bet you the guys at Bremel have sock suspenders. They strike me as the kind of guys.
This is Adrian. He's the guest. He speaks.
Well, wait, I'm asking.
Well, Adrian, tell us about stuff. Oh, by the way,
he doesn't
blah,
know because the Bremen guys don't know who he is.
Yeah, that cut deep. I'd turn off the podcast.
You lasted 4 minutes, which is longer than Ricky normally lasts.
Your wife's been telling you stories again.
Allegedly.
But yes, Stephen Forsey was a really funny chap. And the whole kind of debate around in-house and non-in-house. Basically, they've just launched a handmade watch. And he just reeled off all the parts of it that weren't made in-house. And there was just a real interesting air of an actual watchmaker talking rather than someone who's written some PR BS for a brand ambassador or a brand public speaker to talk about. So it was a really interesting event. It's cool to bump into proper watch press people, because we're not proper watch press people yet.
Is there a Grubble? There's a Forsey. Is there a Grubble?
Richard. I think it's Richard.
Oh, it must Grubble. Be called Richard, because all the best people. I mean, the head of Rolex.
I could
in
have
the
just
UK,
made that up.
Yeah.
Mr. Grubble.
Mr. Grubble.
That's quite funny that this guy, Stephen from St. Albans. Like usually you hear about these watchmakers who are from Paris and studied an XYZ.
Schnaubens.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, just from St. Albans. That's cool. But yeah, it's really interesting seeing that stuff. I'm bumping into various people. Won't mention who, but there's lots of chat around how the watch market's really struggling and certain large...
Okay, whisper, because I'll mention them. You don't need to mention them, just whisper and I'll mention them.
You guys talk about them quite a lot on the show, but the whole reseller value, reseller market is very slow at the moment, apparently.
Right.
But yeah, apparently the whole thing's, not apparently, you can see it. Well, we saw that Explorer, didn't we? And then now in Summary Argyle Arcade.
And we sold it. One of
figuratively speaking.
Well, one of our listeners went and saw it, and then I'm not sure whose picture he saw, but he went and bought it. There's a review of that.
There's quite a few scenarios of that, of people seeing waitlisted watches for sale in the window. Yeah, it's just interesting how things really are slowing down. And I'm not much of a buyer, so I don't really see that. You guys buy.
We know you're a seller.
I'm a seller. That's not much of a buyer. but last week was interesting. And going to go to the GLC factory in December.
Buying yourself?
Hopefully taking you along with me, if they can scratch together
with you. Which does lead us on to a subject that, depending on whether we've all sorted out what it actually means or not, will depend on whether it stays in this podcast. But we have all been doing podcasts and videos between the two of us at Scottish Watches, Adrian at Mark and Jack, and the girls at 10 and 2. And this has led us on to the remarkable, ingenious solution that actually we should sort of come up with some way of umbrellaing all three of us and maybe invent a name and a website. So we have remarkably and incredibly inventively come up with a name. Shall we drum roll again? Shall we do another TGV drum roll?
You're the drummer, you do it.
I'm the drummer, that's fair. We'll give it the double tap. So we have come up with this thing called hotix.com, which might be called hotix.com and it might be called hotic.com. One of those will be deleted depending on this episode.
Delete,
because we're still not quite decided.
We're really decisive about this.
But we have come up with this as a way of bringing us independence. We'll all still remain independent, all still doing our own thing.
A very Scottish of us, yes.
But it does perhaps allow us to present a single face to the watch world, the world of independent watches, the media, all the rest of it. So that, we'll bring it all together. It will just be the three of us to begin with, but we're open to all comers. So if you run some megalith that you think actually what you really want is the two Scottish guys, an English guy who's moved to Scotland and two girls living in a trailer park, all linked together, you think that that's really the way to publicise...
That's like the new version of a Scottishman, Irishman and I.
That's like Assassinac, two Scotsmen and two trailer park attendants.
Yes.
Walked into a bar. So anyway, you'll see more coming from that, hotix.com. Everyone will still be doing their own thing, but we'll see what happens.
So it's basically a portal for all the independent stuff that we are doing.
Yep.
But as you've probably heard over recent editions of everything we do, we're all talking about each other's stuff because we're always chatting about each other's stuff.
Yep.
It just gives us a chance to sort of incorporate ideas. For instance, there, Adrian's going to GLC and potentially I'll be going along to lend a hand, do some video work. He can help me. We can do some audio work. And then everybody sort of benefits because you get video, you get a podcast, and everyone just sings Kumbaya, don't they, Rick?
We're all for singing Kumbaya. I'm a big fan of Kumbaya.
You're right there, aren't you?
Lord of the Dance, all those golden oldies.
Good stuff.
Let's give it Thine Be the Glory and Will Your Anchor Hold, and we're sorted.
When is the big Scottish Watches Bark and Jack Christmas shindig?
Well, it's not necessarily a Christmas shindig.
Festival.
Should we be having a Christmas party?
Oh,
you think?
I love Christmas.
You big Christmas now?
I love Christmas.
Do you?
I generally ask the wife if we could put up the Christmas tree at the weekend.
You would get on with my missus so much. Actually, speaking of missus, this area is generally where my hunting ground for Tinder was. all these coffee
that's
shops.
That's not the way you speak.
Oh, shit.
Like, are you saying that other people have walked past and looked in the window and gone, I know you?
Not Pret, but there is a Starbucks and there is a Costa that are familiar with me.
What, as in the staff are familiar with you?
Oh, they serve
back
me many
in,
times.
Back in again.
Back in again. That's a nice revolving door you've got there. So, yeah, I think we should have a Christmas shindig, because we've obviously got a big event coming up in a couple of days' time.
Which will have happened by the time this goes out.
Yes.
So will we all still be speaking to each other by the time this goes out? Well, I've gone. Will Hotix actually have lasted one event?
One day.
It will have lasted longer than many of your Tinder dates, possibly. So shall we report from the future? We do a from the past.
So our event was amazing last night.
Our event was absolutely
good. Yeah, well done, guys. It's really very good.
Really good.
It was great.
Waco turned up with a kilo. It was fantastic.
Poor chap had a line of people trying to get selfies with him, didn't he?
Yeah. You didn't cough once.
I didn't cough once. Did I turn up?
You may have turned up.
I might have turned up.
You might have
turned up. Was I there?
Actually,
that's the big question.
I'm looking at my chronograph here. I've been timing since we hit record to see if Rick was going to actually cough, and we're 29 minutes in.
I think I might have taken a wee cough.
I don't think you have.
I think it's just tinnitus from your previous coughing.
It's just blown. Cured. Hallelujah. Cured.
You're cured. Yes.
Been praying in the right direction.
Like bacon. Cured.
So, yes, we'll have had our event, and you never know, we might even get invited back. It does sound like it's going to be a popular event. I hear there has been a response. Actually, people have decided, actually, we'd quite like to go to that.
Yes.
And have signed up.
Did you see the email I forwarded to you that may be a hoax?
No, not sure. Was this the wants to come and see us?
Yes.
It's coming over from America and would really like to meet us.
Yes.
I was thinking of actually, see, you've ruined it now, because what I was going to do was I was going to set it up and arrange at the same time a meeting with Adrian. And then not turn up, and it would be Adrian just with this random guy from the States.
But he's the guy that doesn't turn up when it's American people that want to meet him.
That's true, yeah. The stoic guy, maybe it's the same guy.
So I got pulled up in a comment in one of my videos. Huh? Someone saying, I heard on Scottish Watches that you stood up one of your fans. That's really uncool, man. Why would you do that? What are you talking about? That's not how the story went.
Well, the story as told by Dave was that you were in Times Square. They were in the, were they in the Invictus store or the Swatch store?
Swatch,
I think it was.
They were in the Swatch shop, and then said that actually it came out that they were Scottish and they were over for the
Adrian's
event.
Playing footsie with me under the table.
Sorry.
That's happened eventually.
Keep it quiet.
Keep it for JLC.
We're making this cheap. Goodbye from me.
So this guy that had posters of Adrian in his bedroom walls.
I'll bet you there is somebody, by the way. There's definitely people with Catelyn on the wall. Have you seen what she's done now?
No.
She confessed in her most recent Q&A, her and Cartoon Cat were having a discussion about the fact that she recognised she put a watch shot out with cleavage on, and they were having a debate as to whether she did it or would do it or not, and they did, and that was fine, and she accepted that there were certain direct messages that she got that, well, that's just what happens. She's now put out one with her wearing stiletto heels, and that's in a whole different category of weirdo she's going to attract with that. So all I'm saying is...
Just stiletto heels?
It's a stiletto heel wrist shot, and then there's apparently a picture which has all the camera gear on her bed with the stilettos and stuff. I'm just thinking, girls, you're just going to increase the weirdo count.
It's views.
You've got to make those measurements.
It's engagement.
We've all done stuff for views on Instagram.
Speak for yourself. How is your OnlyFans account coming along?
How is my... what? Sorry?
Your OnlyFans account.
Is that where you have like a secret account?
It's like Snapchat Premium.
Is there such a thing? I don't know anything about Snapchat. I've never used Snapchat. I don't know.
Oh,
these weirdo things. I was speaking to somebody and asked them, and this was to some young people, and asked them, did they know anything about TikTok as a social media platform? And every single one of them looked at me and says, do not go on that. I was more, do not go on it. I said to them, too late.
And then you introduced yourself as Rick TikTok.
That's like, it's actually mine. I named myself after the social media platform.
So anyway, there was some chat here about Adrian standing up a fan. So what happened?
Yes.
So... How do I say this without sounding like a douchebag?
You don't. Just say it like a douchebag.
So I work when I do stuff. So these guys were often about having a jolly. But yeah. When I was in New York, I was working as well. So I was trying to get content down. And I got a text message saying, just met a guy in Swatch Shop. He's a big fan. He'd really like to meet you. Cool. I was right in the middle of shooting a video. So
I heard you were filming steam coming out of a manhole.
Quite a few times.
Yes.
Yeah. Cinematic B shots. Yeah. I need those because I record like...
to cover up your mistakes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can't afford to pay the...
You coughed. Oh, shit. Hold on.
I did cough. I used to stop that. It's, I took a Pullman.
34 minutes.
I'm gonna increase that by ruining the audio tape by doing this now.
Is that TGV's neck?
That's the hoobo under the show.
So, you were working, Adrian.
So, I was working and I had all the intention of going to say hi to this chap, but... at the end of the day, I have to get the content down. I'm not in New York very often, so I had to. That's my priority. So it's a shame I didn't get to meet this chap. If he's listening, apologies, and I'll make a thing of catching up with him next time.
Or alternatively, jump on a plane, fly over to Scotland, and Adrian will have coffee with you. Yeah. One on one, mano a mano.
You can drink some sandwiches.
So when you guys say you say it sandwiches.
No, he speaks funny.
He does.
Sandwiches.
It's sandwiches. Yeah.
There's a D.
There's a D, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you say it in an odd way and you drink
it. I drink it in an odd way. I don't think it's anything wrong. I think it can catch on.
What? Drinking sandwiches? Drinking sandwiches.
I mean, is that not what a smoothie really is?
Just juicing.
It's just juicing, but with bread.
Not with bread and meat. You don't smoothie meat.
No, but that's it. I wouldn't normally be if you had a meat sandwich. If it was like a ploughman sandwich, it'd be like cheese and pickle. And
Catelyn
salad.
Says something weird. Catelyn says exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
I haven't caught onto that
one.
Oh,
you will.
That you will.
Exactly. Really, that stands out.
But we came up with four. We've added a fourth category. So for, and we should be reviewing watches. So first category was trailer trash.
Yep.
So this is the cool wall. So the first category is trailer trash. Category, the top category was perfect. That's what it says, and then the category below that was cute and adorable. Cute and adorable.
Mm-hmm.
So the middle category, the kind of standard category, was either going to be trailer.
And this is category spelt with a K.
He's like, oh, genius!
Like
hashtag. You see that they had a row with me about my hashtag.
Can we finish this first story?
Finish the story first, okay? Don't get distracted. Concentrate.
Mother of Lord, did you know how much editing I had to do to that Bremont edition? Holy shit!
See, I thought, no, I'm going to get distracted again. So we need a middle category of this, at run-of-the-mill category. So it was going to be biscuits and gravy, because that's quite Tennessee, which is... Ooh, I thought, no, that should be not the middle-of-the-road category.
I thought that was commonplace every day kind of stuff.
Commonplace every day watch should be judged as... No, maybe not. You've completely put me off. So... biscuits and gravy or trailer park. So trailer park, trailer trash. So we need a run-of-the-mill category for the categories for watch. But that's quite a good idea. I like that. That's quite good for you.
You think Adrian's got ADHD?
In that he's a fidget.
I always fidget with things, yeah. It's terrible.
He is a bit of a fidget.
Yeah.
Allegedly. But anyway, there we go. I've run out of stuff to talk about now.
You've put me
off. My blood sugar's low.
Well, you were talking about IWC there.
Yes.
There was a couple of ones you mentioned. I was speaking to Johnson over Edinburgh Watch.
Right, okay.
Because now he's back from Paul Thorpe's show. You were saying, was it the Portofino Chrono?
Yeah.
You had a look at. He's actually got a really nice, unworn 2019 edition, which is sitting around about 13.5 in the stores. And he has got that for $4,500 off at the moment. So it's not going to last long. And if anyone's looking for Christmas prezzies for yourself or for someone else, if you've got deep pockets for someone else, check out his website. We'll put some details in the show notes. But I just thought I'd drop that in there because it reminded me.
So on a Catelyn scale, where does that IWC fit?
Oh, it's well out of her league.
I like the Beaufort scale, the Catelyn scale.
What's that?
The Beaufort scale is like wind measurement.
Wind measurement?
Yeah. Like, so...
Is that you after a
10,
curry?
Me after a curry. Beaufort scale was the measurement of wind. Do you not know that? That's like an O-grade geography.
Adrian, did you know this?
When he said about wind, yeah, it came back. I haven't studied geography for a long time.
Is it Scoville?
Scoville scale is the hotness scale.
Yeah. So where does Catelyn rate in the Scoville scale then? Stilettos, no stilettos?
Stiletto, I don't even want to go there. That's only bad things can happen to our private WhatsApp account if I start talking about such things.
Are we going to be doing like a charity Christmas calendar where we all appear in the buff holding clocks and watches in front of things?
You know what? That's not the worst idea I've heard. As a charity, if we could find a suitable charity, that would actually be quite amusing.
Yes.
It's never going to happen, but it would be quite amusing.
That would be
the tagline we could have is, we're getting our clocks out for charity.
Don't make me say it.
Mugs and jugs again.
No.
What is it?
Cocks and clocks. Don't make me say it.
Cocks and clocks.
What is it?
Too late. Said it already. Said it already. And you missed it.
What did he say?
Mugs and jugs. And cocks and clocks.
Piss myself.
Oh, anyway, this is like a fully episode.
This is worse than that. We shouldn't be recording this stuff. This is
full of caffeine.
Unbroadcast. I haven't even had a cat.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, So new watches this week. What's there been out? Has there been anything of
note? Yeah, TW Steel have got this new watch.
Stop talking about TW Steel.
I'm hoping they'll send me one.
Oh, yeah, horrendous.
Oh, man. There is some more news, I'm sure, of it.
I rely on you guys to learn all the new watch stuff, so I haven't got a clue what's going on.
There have been a few. Hold on a second.
LVMH trying to buy Tiffany?
Yes, we've got LVMH and Tiffany. I've had GPHG. It'll be interesting to see whether anybody mentions the Tag Heuer Isograph, which is still on the website as being one of the categories, despite the fact that the watch has been pulled for not working. We've got a limited edition AP code 1159, the Bolshoi, which is named after the Russian ballet.
You put some photos of this on Instagram, what's this about?
It is a pretty cool looking watch, to be fair. Right. It's an enamel faded blue to black limited edition AP code 1159, which just leads aren't they all limited, because nobody's buying them. It is a $40,000 watch.
Right.
I think it's limited to 88. I've no idea why 88, presumably something to do with an anniversary that's got 1988 or 1888 or because something like that.
Because what they want to do is get their cars up to 88 miles per hour, go back to the future and cancel the code 1159.
It would be a decent strategy, to be fair. The Omega Seamasters, these malachite ones that are the bright green ones, the ones that you thought looked like Rolexes, are now out. They cost a fortune. They do look pretty cool. But why would you buy one instead of buying
a Rolex?
Something else, frankly. The Seiko Astron.
Jesus.
Okay, this is this gold. Solid. It's 18 karat gold.
Can I just take a second to say how amazing it is that Rick has rattled through watch content like nobody's business without pausing or repeating himself or deviating, going off in tangents.
It is possible. Miracles happen. It is the Christmas miracle.
Bravo.
Adrian, this, okay.
The Astron.
So Seiko Astron, this is... So 1969, Seiko produced the first quartz watch.
On the moon.
On Mars, probably. I don't actually know how much it cost, the original. Does anybody know if the original was particularly expensive? Because the anniversary piece is like £30,000 or something stupid. It's solid gold, limited edition.
Half the price of a G-Shock solid gold.
That's true. That's a good point. G-Shock with a solid gold G-Shock is simply the most baller move on the planet, though. I mean, come on, to be wandering around not with just like the gold PVD or whatever it is, the iron coated. I'm not sure how they do it for in the sequel. To be wandering around with an actual that's not the daft one. That's actually solid gold. I'd do that. If money was no object. There was a new podcast started actually, I can't remember what they're called.
Clear Watch Podcast?
Sorry? Crystal Clear Watchmaking or something like that?
Yeah.
It was all right actually.
I thought it was about cleaning your watches.
Yeah, I'm not sure they've quite name tested that name in all marketplaces, but they were doing the Trope, which I don't think we've ever done, because Tropes, we do not suffer. If you had infinite money, what watches would you buy? Now, I think
tried that with the Halloween edition. It was okay.
I think gold G-Shock would be on the list. Solid gold G-Shock would be on that one. Anyway, Seiko have produced this limited edition Astron. It's crazy expensive, and I'm not sure it's actually terribly nice, but there you go. If that's your thing for the five people, that'll be their thing for.
So Dave's got one in order.
Dave's probably got one in order, yes. What else has been kicking about? Oh, the Auris For us drummers out there, for me and
Edwin,
the Art Blakey, where the watch face for Oris looks like a bass drum, is pretty cool. But it's an automatic, so I'm not entirely convinced you could wear it playing the drums, that you not eventually throw the rotor into all sorts of confusion, depending on whether power drumming was really your thing or whether you're more of a smooth jazz man.
Power drumming?
Aye, as in like death metal, thrash metal, where everything was double beats, you know? But what's the problem?
There's no problem.
I'm being stared at.
No problem at all.
Now. Anyway, so that's it. That's your watch content. What else have we got?
Well, there's some movies coming out.
There are some films. Does any of them feature watches? Are they
just probably.
Do you want me to ruin Star Wars for you? You know how I ruined the Avengers for everybody?
Yes.
By having preview access to the script. Does anybody want the new Star Wars movie ruined at the same time?
Yeah, go for it. Do you like Star Wars?
No.
I like Star Trek, so ruin it for
us. Okay. So, the big question in Star Trek is, in Star Wars, is the girl that's in Star Wars as to who are her mother and father. So Palpatine is back. So the Emperor, so tune out if you don't want to know this stuff for a few minutes. So Emperor Palpatine's back. So the guy who was allegedly killed by Darth Vader in Return of the Jedi, he's actually not dead at all. He's back. As is Anakin Skywalker. So Darth Vader, who died in the last prequel, so episode 3, is also back. Basically, it is Disney doing Avengers Assemble. They've decided that the only way to make this movie actually work is to bring everybody back for one big battle at the end and then kill off the candidates they want. And then it turns out that the girl who's in it is actually Skywalker because she's actually sort of related to Palpatine and all the rest of it. So we'll ruin it some further episodes, but basically everyone's related to everybody else, a bit like Tennessee and Norwich, and everybody that you thought was dead is actually coming back for a big fight.
So it's got a bit of a Jesus Christ theme to it as well.
There are some resurrections, there are further deaths. Mm-hmm. Probably. I mean, basically Star Wars is, you know, sci-fi Bible.
In Australia, when you vote, you can actually tick your religion in the voting form as Jedi.
In the UK, it's classified as a religion because enough people put it down in their last census form to make Jedi Knight recognised as a religion.
That's a very watchy McWatch face type thing, isn't it?
Yes. So, anyway.
So there's that.
There's
there's the Ford GT Ferrari film.
Oh, that looks quite cool. I've seen that.
Yeah. There's although, some more trailers coming
out. It is being advertised on the side of buses, which is always a concern.
Right.
Because the concern is anytime you see a movie advertised on the side of a bus or the side of a telephone kiosk, it means it's a really bad film.
I've seen Barking Jack adverts on the side of buses.
Straps. get your straps here.
What's happening with the whole logo debacle?
Oh, yeah, logo debacle, because we've had debacles. So let's deal with the logo debacle.
So the logo's happening.
Is it the same logo?
It is, but...
Are you being Christopher Ward? Have you changed your logo?
No. But my logo is so simple. It's just a standard font created in PowerPoint. That's literally it. The logo's coming back. That's all I'm going to say. There's a few other things happening, but I don't like announcing things until they've actually happened. Because
we have no problem with announcing. And as this is our podcast, we have no problem with announcing things that haven't happened yet. If it was your show, that rule would be fine, but this isn't your show, so that rule doesn't apply.
It's only because things can go wrong and last-minute changes can happen.
We have never reported on anything that subsequently has turned out to go wrong.
So there's some fun things coming. Cool. I hope they're fun. They will be.
Remember about 3 months ago, you gave us some straps, and I said, we'll do a review of them, and you went, hold off until I get some new stock in.
Yes.
Can we do that review?
In a week.
No,
2 weeks.
just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas.
So when is the last day of ordering for guaranteed Christmas delivery?
From me or from the supplier?
Well, I don't. Well, presumably from you.
People aren't going to.
If you want, we'll quite happily order them direct from the supplier and save your margin if that's what you really want us to do. I'm assuming that it's not really the way to run a business.
So my challenge is that
this what you're laughing at?
That's what
you notice. What is you're laughing at behind me? Is because
chat's standing very close.
Is it a Ouija? Have we got a Ouija standing behind us?
Yeah, but there's glass separating you. It's like being at the zoo.
Ouija, is it?
Ouija.
Ouija. Yeah. That's like a Glasgow slang for Ned.
A Ned. Oh, okay, cool.
Well, it's
not really.
A shortened version of Glaswegian.
Glaswegian, a Ouija. Yeah. But there's a, you know.
And see that guy there? That's a Ouija board.
That was terrible.
That's what I'm here for.
I mean. But yes, last day for ordering in the UK. Well, it's pretty much down to Royal Mail. Royal Mail are utterly crap when it comes to delivering.
Have you heard of Hermes?
Yeah, but they're just as unreliable. They're cheaper to use, but they're as unreliable.
Worse.
I've not tried them from a business perspective. I've only tried them as a consumer perspective. At the moment, Royal Mail seems to be the only people who we can use.
Just put them in an Amazon shop and get Amazon to do it for you.
I did think of that, but then I wouldn't trust that. I like the whole customer journey side of it. Right. I don't want to kind of outsource the fulfillment. A week before Christmas will be. No.
The problem with Amazon is if you put your straps in Amazon, suddenly there'll be an Amazon Basics Spark and Jack strap that'll be 20% cheaper next week.
So are we going to go all grey? Am I going to let you two go all grey NATO for 5 minutes and talk about camera gear? Because you're clearly desperate, the pair of you, to nerd out on all this camera stuff that you keep
buying. Do you want to tell us about the latest insulin pumps in the market?
Yeah, there's some good ones. I recommend I don't actually know anything about insulin pumps. Talk about tractors if you want. Drove the Tesla. I talk about electric cars. I'm an expert at electric cars.
Oh, holy shit. You've gone from the 18th century to the 21st at one leap and bound.
I've decided that is actually the way to go is, on the one hand, to burn hay that you grow for heating, and then on the other hand, fit solar panels to charge your car.
Right, good. Tell us about Tesla.
It was quite good, actually.
How is Elon these days?
Elon is fine.
Right.
It did feel a bit like driving a tent in that it is... So I've tried the Tesla X, which has an enormous windscreen that goes right up over your head. It's the glass part of it.
Also known as a roof.
A glass roof. A bit like an old Espace. Like, you remember the original Espace that had huge windscreens? So it's a bit like that. It's obviously very, very quiet, which means that when it's raining, which it does most of the time in Scotland, you get the pitter-patter on the windscreen, which sounds a bit like sleeping in a caravan or a tent.
A trailer.
Mm-hmm. So... At least two of our listeners will be familiar.
Nashville experience.
There we go. That's Elon's new slogan. Get the full Nashville experience. Uh-huh. Buy a Tesla X. So it was quite good. I also tried the full electric Audi, which was also quite good. The Audi is definitely a lot more, feels like a car to drive. The Tesla still felt a bit rough around the edges in terms of a car. I think it was obviously high tech. And to be fair, it's got gull wing doors on it, which ultimately, I think I'd forgive it just about anything for the experience of owning a car with gull wing doors. You would just sit in the back of the car and open and close the doors all day until the battery ran flat, because it was super cool. Just to combine my IT metaphors, the Tesla was uber cool. Nice. So it was a very nice car. It was very, very quick. I think the 0 to 60 was 2.9 seconds. And if you sat your head back against the seat so that you didn't get the thrust of putting your head back, you actually sat your head back against the seat to begin with and then booted it right to the floor, you could feel your cheeks slightly starting to go back roller coaster style in terms of the G-force. So you,
and then you went inside and you felt your cheeks parting in a different way when they gave you the price.
Yes, when you hear the price, it's like, oh, okay then. But it was a cool car, very, very complicated.
A bit like yourself, Rick.
Cool and complicated. That's
misunderstood.
Misunderstood. That's how I like to define myself. If it was between the choice of two, I would have to sit down and go, how cool do I think the gull wings are? And do I just want to show off? Look at the gull wings.
So yes,
probably. Seeing as I'm a Panerai wearer, like my watch to be seen, maybe I would just go. I mean, it's not a pretty car.
How does this crown guard arrangement thing actually works, yeah, on your Panerai?
The crown guard.
Look at this.
There's my gull wing. Panerai.
See,
You need to be phoning up Elon Musk. In fact, we know someone in the watch industry very well who we can't name, who knows Elon, and we should be saying to him, Elon, you need to be doing a limited edition with Panerai.
That Joe Rogan.
On that class. You know, that's spot on, by the way. Well done. Well done.
See, that's what I'm here
so
for.
So sticking with the Tesla theme, uh-huh. I posted a video about an Apple Watch.
Yes, not watched it.
couple of, I think.
Here comes the free plugs.
A couple of days ago. And it's amazing how upset people get with...
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
Proper.
I think the likes are sitting at around 10%. Dislikes are sitting around 10%.
Right, okay.
Which is quite high. What are your thoughts? So what I don't understand is that people will shit on... Sorry, people will dislike the Apple Watch, but then they'll have a Casio G-Shock. And they say, oh, the Apple Watch is soulless. It's not a real watch. But I see it as it's the Tesla version. Yes, you can see it as... it depends what you connect with a real watch. But it's the futuristic watch. We're wearing devices that are using ancient technology inside.
Yeah.
The Apple Watch is what... the watch scene should be technically, if we're moving forward with this technology, just like Tesla is, electric cars are the future.
When you buy a Tesla, in a year's time, the batteries aren't all buggered. That's what they say about the Apple Watch. You've got roughly a year to 18 months,
right,
and the batteries are buggered and it's out of date. Whereas,
so my kind of feeling, I didn't mention this in the video, stupidly.
That's maybe why you're getting 10%
disliked. Because I thought about it afterwards.
Everyone's sitting there going, Adrian, why did you not mention this? You've been stupid.
Dislike. TGV's like this.
But basically,
welcome to the really mature first edition of HotX.com.
If you had to go out and buy a £500 watch, let's say a Hamilton or I don't know, a Rado 500, I don't know,
yeah,
a £500 watch, and you sell it in 2 years' time, you're probably going to be able to recoup maybe 100, 200 quid from that. You could do the same with an Apple Watch. If you bought an Apple Watch now and sell it for £500 and sell it in 2 or 3 years' time, you'll get 200 or 300 quid for it.
Okay, Ricky goes to eBay to check.
If not more.
You think?
Yeah,
so I would absolutely have thought that... Yeah, so okay, maybe in 2 or 3 years' time, but in 10 years' time...
Oh, in 10 years'
time,
Apple no.
Apple Watch will be worth nothing.
Correct, yeah.
But the Hamilton will probably still be worth... If it's still in decent condition, 100, you're still going to get something for it.
You'll be able to get something for it, yep, for sure, yeah.
I don't own any Apple products. Actually, that's not true. I bought an iPad, but that was for a very specific purpose, and I don't use it very often. I don't own any other Apple products, but I do like the idea of an Apple Watch that can keep me alive, because apparently this Apple Watch 5 does, yep, can monitor my heart, which from my point of view is a good idea.
The ECG.
So I might be inclined, if it can also give you an electric shock, it links up to the Tesla so that if you're sitting and it monitors it, just goes...
The lane departure.
Lane departure gives you a bolt. So I don't have any particular strong feelings about Apple Watches. I've never used them and I've never used Apple products. I would wear one probably as a double wrist thing, mm-hmm, because I think I would find more use out of it for the functionality that it does rather than the actual time telling.
The functionalities are impressive.
Yeah.
It's amazing what it can do. Like the whole ECG stuff and the, yeah, fact it can alert people when you do fall over. That stuff's incredible.
So when I go to the Bremen factory for my industrial injury that I'm going to claim off them, I'll wear an Apple Watch so that it can prove that I fell because their floors were too slippy,
yep,
and they didn't have the signage up.
Yep, because I'll have removed that.
You take it away.
Put them in the store cupboard. Take it away.
So, I think that's a good plan there, by the way.
Apple Watches, they're good, but I think the thing, like I just said, that the only thing I've read negative, because I don't have one myself, is they become obsolete every year. And the Series 3 that comes out, when the 4 comes out, the 3 drops in price in the second market. And then the 5 comes out and the 3 just drops the bugger all within 2 years.
So my wife's wearing the Series 2. She wears it every single day. And it's still going strong.
Yeah, but she's not wanting to upgrade it.
No.
But the
battery's still absolutely fine. And this is the functionality.
But fundamentally, this is a problem that Apple have got, which is why they're going into TV, is that, and it was actually a discussion I had with car guys this morning, is they're creating their own redundancy. Because the thing is now so good that the number of people that want to upgrade it is less, so they need to go make money somewhere else.
I think that's the end of the Smoking Tire podcast.
Scottish Watches does Smoking Tire.
Yes. Part of the HotX network.
I just thought it was interesting how people get so upset about these futuristic devices. I kind of get it, but then I also...
But you think folk are just getting upset because it's YouTube and it's just fun to get upset about stuff.
Oh, I mean,
it's like us with,
yes,
the AP. Code 1159, it's fine. It's an all right watch. I wouldn't buy one. Don't like the white one. But it's just funnier and easier to say, this is nonsense. and all the rest of it.
But that's because they made a big song and dance about
that's
it.
That's true. No, okay. Yes, they entirely deserved everything they got.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Well, I think swiftly on is probably the end of the episode.
Okay, no. And so in order to save any further embarrassment or discussion, I will simply say goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from them.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone, from the Scottish Watches podcast. It is a great honour for me to be on the show. Thank you for inviting me, guys, to send off this message to all your listeners. So it is a message. It's not a live chat, unfortunately. Maybe they don't trust me, or maybe it's a bit of a verbal restraining order they've got on me. I'm not allowed to speak face to face. Who knows? Hopefully, eventually, I'll be able to come and have a live chat with you guys. So the reason why I'm speaking to you is that, well, I'm Josh from Watch All About, and this Saturday I've arranged a watch exhibition in the Midlands called Watch It Watch Fair. So it's happening this Saturday, and it's at the Holiday Inn Rugby. So that is literally just a stone's throw away from the Junction 18 of the M1. So really easy for loads of people to get to. It's happening between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. And we have, you know, over a dozen really awesome British brands on show. So, yeah, easy to get to. So, literally, base of the M6. So, everyone from the north, that's the west side will be able to get down here. M1, obviously, everyone from the east side will be able to come down. People from London, easy to reach. Just thought it'd be great for some of these British brands to have a chance to show off their pieces, because you know, most of these brands are online only, and you know, for many people, if they're spending a fair amount of money, they want to be able to handle the watches. And I figured, you know, it's I love all of these brands that I've got here. Obviously, I'm not going to mention any favorites, but just a list. I've got Alkin, Art of Horology, Carrington Smith, Christopher Ward are going to be there, Gage Instruments, Hampton Watches, Isotope, Loughbury, Miles, Pinion, Vap House. We've got a vintage watch dealer, Watches of Lancashire, Zero West, and then I'll be there as well with my own table, because I have got watch straps I sell, and also watch pods, accessories like that as well. So if you're not doing anything and you fancy you know, coming down and speaking to us, you know, I notice that a number of other bloggers are going to be there as well. You know, Armand from Watch Chronicler, who used to be Armin the Watch Guy, he's going to be there. Mike from Wrist Watch Review UK. James from Watch That Seek is going to come as well. You know, really looking forward to seeing those guys. Looking forward to seeing you Scottish Watches guys as well, because I know that you're planning on doing a couple of videos, bit of recordings for your podcast as well. So it'll be awesome to speak to you. Come along, check it out. You know, it's free entry, so literally just turn up. Easy parking as well, because it's a hotel just off the motorway. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. Like I say, looking forward to meeting you all. If you can, follow me on Instagram at WatchAllAbout as well. Thank you very much, and hopefully see you on Saturday. We'll be right back.